This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
A very important principle of Tawheed, which is that Allah Jalla wa Ala has never taken children. Allah Jalla wa Ala refuted the Christians who claim that Allah Jalla wa Ala has taken a son. Sometimes we say that Christians are not disbelievers. We say that we should differentiate between original Christianity and the distorted Christianity. Or you can say the deen Isa alayhi salam came up with. It's not a deen that he came up with. It is Islam. And in the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah Jalla wa Ala said to Isa, have you ever asked people to worship you? So the Prophet responded, no. And no other Prophet conveyed any message other than the message that Allah Jalla wa Ala sent him with, which is what? To worship Allah alone. So this is the original message of Isa, of Musa, of all Prophets. The deen that has been distorted, whether Judaism, Christianity, or even if there are people who claim that they are followers of Ibrahim, but now we have mainly Christians and Jews and mainly Christians, we say that the distorted religion is something that we have an issue with. Because what? Because we call it as the distorted Christianity that claims that Allah has a child, we call it as an insult to Allah. So we have a big issue with it. We have actually the biggest issue with it, because it is an insult to Allah. How? You claim that Allah has a child. Allah Himself. This is something that the heavens and the earth will be crumbled, will be destroyed because of what? Because of the severity of this claim. So that's why we as a human beings, we cannot handle it. We as Muslims, we cannot handle it. Allah Jalla wa Ala hates it. It is an insult.